I lived in yeshiva basically my whole life. I've been dorming since ninth grade. I'm saying, so I basically moved out at ninth grade. You know, did my thing. Come home, don't come home. Get married, don't get married. You know what I'm saying? Who to get married? You know, whatever. Do your thing.
You made all the decisions yourself, you're saying?
I involved my parents, obviously. Discussed, whatever. But they never, like... Look. Okay?
How did you deal with them?
Huh?
So we just, like...
And also, even when I discuss with Rebbeim, Rebbeim are not supposed to make decisions for you. You know what I'm saying? That's not a Rebbe. No. Rebbeim are not dictators. They're supposed to help guide you to make an educated decision. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to... Rebbeim are supposed to help you grow a brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the idea behind it. If you're not... The job of a good parent and a good Rebbe is to make themselves dispensable. You know what that means? There's going to come a day where they're not going to be around anymore. Not the parents, not the Rebbe, whatever. If you're talui by him so much that you can't, you know, you can't move yamin u'smol without them, not the Torah's lo tasun min hadavar asher yigidu lecha yamin u'smol. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just like not being able to move without them. Then la'achar me'avesim shana, you're stuck. What are you going to do? A real parent, a parent and Rebbe knows that their job was matzliach when they give the child or the talmid the kelim. Now you don't need me anymore. Ine. Now you know how to do it yourself. That's when they're matzliach. I get such hana when guys stop coming, like they gain enough knowledge and they don't have to come ask every little thing, and they, you know, and they're learning well and they get it, and they, you know, and they can arrive at a psak, or they can arrive at a clarity in a sugya without me. That's kishmak. You know why? Oh, but they didn't come to ask me. Then I don't want it. You can ask me whatever you want, anytime. I'm just saying, it's a nachat to see that you can do it yourself. Not only that, everybody knows there's a famous gemara, Masechet Makot, Daf Yod Amud Aleph. The gemara says meforash that Rabbi said, Mikol melamida iskalti. The Gemara, yesterday's daf in Kiddushin, daf lamed gimal. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings down the Mishnah, last Mishnah in Elam Tziyot, Avedato v'Avedat Aviv, Avedato v'Avedat Rabo, Avedat Aviv v'Avedat Rabo. Which one is Kodim? Which Avedah is Kodim? Avedat Aviv or Avedat Rabo? Says the Gemara, Avedat Rabo Kodimet. Why? Sheze Aviv mevi'o l'chaya onam hazeh, v'Rabo mevi'o chaya onam haba. Famous Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, what happens if you have Rabo v'tzarich lo? What happens if a person's a Talmud, but his Rebbe needs him? Ma kavana? His Rebbe asks him certain shaylas. He says, oh, what did you... Let's say the Talmid went around to a bunch of different Rebbeim. So he says, what did this Rebbe say about this? So over there, is that a din? Do we still say over there in that situation, Avedat Rabo Kodemit La Avedat Aviv or not? The Gemara doesn't have a clear maskana. But what do you see? There are certain situations where Rabo Tzarichlo. It's a great thing also. You teach your Talmidim and then you ask them shaylas. I do it all the time. I bounce things off of the Talmidim. Not only because I want to sharpen them, because I want to know. I want to hear. What's your perspective? My Rebbe calls me, asks me. Not that he needs me. I'm not saying that. My Rebbe calls me and asks me shaylas all the time. What do you say about this? What do you say about that? Can you look into this? Can you look into that? Why? Because when you have a Talmid that you helped grow, and he's matzliach. So part of that, part of you're learning extensively about Midata Anava in Or Letzion. Part of Midata Anava. Oh no, not. I'm not going to ask the Talmid. I'm going to figure. Okay, say that. Ask the Talmid. My ish. Mikol melamedai iskalti, umitalmidai yoter mikulam. Lo stam. Rabbeinu Hakadosh said.
How often do your Talmidim stomp you, though?
What?
How often do your Talmidim?
I didn't say that they have to stomp
compared to your Rebbe. Huh? Your Rebbe probably gives you more chiddush than your Talmidim. How does that Mishnah make sense?
Why?
How are you learning more from your Talmidim? What does anyone? What does anyone tell that you don't know?
The Talmidim keep you on your toes, especially if you have good Talmidim. If you have Talmidim that are ba'alei kisharon, you molded them. If you did a good job on your Talmidim and you molded them well, they're going to keep you on your toes. Oof. Maim zeh, maim zeh. can't just say whatever you want. You can't just not chazer. Because the Talmid's going to come and catch you and make you feel like an idiot. You got to be on your toes. You got to be on your toes. Huh? If you're Moreh Hora'ah, we spoke about this last week. The Yabi Omer writes, if a person's Moreh Hora'ah, even if he knows Hilchot Pesach, or whatever, you have to review. You know how many times I reviewed Hilchot Pesach? Because Shaila's come, whatever. No, I know this already. Ma pitom. Because then Shaila's going to come. In the middle is Taf Mem Bet, Taf Mem Zayin, Taf Mem Tet. Hard simanim. Dine bitul cham. Hard simanim. And then you're not going to know. So, oh, you see? Chazar. Keeps you on your toes. That's a big zach. So back to the moms. Everybody has their own zachen. I understand it. I know it exists. It just... I never experienced it. Velachen, you know, different people have different things. You have to find the Shvila Emtzai. I'm the last person that you're ever going to hear from me. So go against your parents and don't listen to them and you're firmer than them. And what? That's Derech HaTorah? The Derech HaTorah ze? That's Kfiut Tova. What are you talking about? And even if you are firmer than them, does. So you should have gava because you're firmer than that? Lachin, everything. David HaMelech writes in Tehilim, Tuv ta'am v'da'at l'medeni ki v'mitzvotecha chafatzti. Hashem, teach me how to do things straight. I want to do your mitzvot, but teach it to me b'tuv ta'am v'da'at. Teach it to me. I want to do it nicely. Pleasantly, b'li machlokot, b'li zeh. You gotta find the shvila zahav. You think everything in but what I'm telling you is just because either situation, do this, do that. Sometimes you can, sometimes yeah, sometimes no. You know, akol lefi hamatzav. A bentera, you remember what I said? Don't be a half baked bentera. Half baked is chametz or matzav. You're sfaradi. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take one to the Rishiva now.
Oh, yeah?
I have such a good makom. I'm going to... Oh, my gosh. You know who ate soft matzah? Ready? You ready? Chazon Ish.
No.
Yeah? Ruchot Rabbeinu. Chalek Bet. Katum Meforash. Anyway.
He's not a fan of it? Soft matzah?
Neither.
No way.
No.
Oh, yeah,
anyway, no. The truth is, Chazon Ish. It doesn't. It says that when the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, Orchot Rabbeinu. By the way, great sefer, great set. Orchot Rabbeinu was a set of halachot van hagot of the Stipler and the Chazon Ish. They're brothers-in-law, so they did a lot together. When they went to bake matzah, sometimes some of the matzahs came out soft, yane underbaked soft, and the Chazon Ish didn't pass them. He took them and ate. I mean, I was never there.
Where is
the katu?
Orchot Rabbeinu, Chelek Bet. We watch you talk to your facts.
What I?
Come with like 20 people?
Entourage.
Shiva.
He likes my zachen.
The answer, Xale.
I'll tell you the truth. I'm very fond of mitzvot. I can't help it. I like these things. Man yaseh. It gives me chiyut. Mitzvot are an extension of the Torah Kedosha. Torah Kedosha is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's blueprint, and the mitzvot are the commandments that He gives us for us to live by. When a person, not because of the sale, but a person has to be mechabev et mitzvot, to be mechabev et Torah, to love the Torah, to love the mitzvot, to love Tamid Chachamim. It's part of the experience. Which is okay, matzah. I'm going to buy. No. Go enjoy it. I'm not saying you should spend, waste time, whatever, but enjoy the hype. Enjoy the mitzvah. Enjoy the... If you can bake, you should come matzah baking with me one time, but if you like...
Soft matzah baking?
Soft, hard, lam shane. You should... It's a zach. It's a zach. learn to appreciate everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. His Torah, mitzvot. Shulchan Aruch says, Meforash na'agu lenashek et ha'tfilin. Why? Why do you kiss tefillin? Why do you kiss the Torah? Why?
Chabib.
Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Ma'ahavti Toratecha kol hayom misichati. His Torah mitzvot, eze ahava. Is it? Yeah.
You think that a lot of people don't find pleasure in like learning mitzvot or putting yud in mitzvot because they don't learn Torah? Think that's the reason?
Yes. Because when you learn, there's no. You cannot compare a person who does a mitzvah just like that to a person who's learned through the masechet or learned through the sugiyah and does it then. Because when you learn the sugiyah first and then you do the mitzvah comes to life. Mitzvah mamash. There's a mitzvah, which is a cut and dry commandment. It's an order. Yeah, I don't like when they in the dictionary they botch. They say good deed. A mitzvah is not a good deed.
Obligation.
Webster's in.
It's an obligation.
Actually, yeah, it's a commandment. It's an order from God Almighty. Now, oh yeah, good deed sounds like oh yeah, I'm gonna do a nice gesture. No. Malko shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us la'asot et hadvarim ha'elu. This is an order from the king. And by listening to them, you're showing that you're afraid of him, and that's why you listen. And also you love him. So that's why you do it bizrizut, the person. Is a mitzvot. And look at all of the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu natanu. Mitzvot, such beautiful mitzvot. Mitzvot yafot. Mitzvot mitukot, eze yofi, eze chokhma, kadosh baruch hu. The things that we understand, things we don't understand. There's mishpatim, there's chokim, there's torot, there's different things, but atzad ha-shaveh shebahen is that a kadosh baruch hu gave it to us for what reason? Rabbi Chanan ben Akashia omer, yitza kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach rabbanam Torah mitzvot.
Shneem.
Yeah, nachon, kadosh baruch hu didn't need to give it to us, he gave it to us bedavka lezakot otam. Rashi, well, it's not actually Rashi because Rashi had passed away by that Mishnah already in Makot, but Rashi's son-in-law, the Ribbar Yakar, so he writes over there, what does it mean? What does that mean? There's so many mitzvot and avirot in the Torah that we would have done, mitzvot we would have done anyway, avirot we would have abstained from anyway. For instance, kibud avayim, we're doing anyway, it's logical. Shkatzim, remasim, dam, you know, all these, we would have abstained from it anyway, it's nasty. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the mitzvah? Bedavka, achilat matzah. You gotta eat anyway. Hashem says, yeah, I know you have to eat. Aval ma? Let's make a mitzvah out of eating. Shabbatot v'yamim tovim. You want to enjoy yourself anyway, nachon? You have a weekend. Hashem says, tov. Let's at least make a mitzvah out of it so you get sachar. Eze HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev otanu. Ah! Says you're going to do it anyway, might as well get sachar. That's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us. That's what it means. Yom Tov Rabotah. Kol Tov.